Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A foreign exchange student is enjoying her time with family and friends in Marion County. Let's go in depth with Cecilia McLeod with EF Exchange Year, Nina Anderson from Denmark, and her host family from Pella, Kel, Mike, Kalen, and Cooper Voss. Cecilia, what's EF High School Exchange Year?
It is an educational program where students come over for a semester or a school year, and they live with American host families to get that experience and go to the American high school and get to learn all about school spirit and all things that have to do with American high school year.
Okay, and they learn about our culture, politics, society, all kinds of things.
Yes, they learn about their community, their state, their county, the United States. They learn. In school, they take a history class, an American or U.S. history class, and an English class, and then they get to choose their other subjects.
Okay, and then they can go back home and tell people about us, and they'll learn more about us. And
this is part of being part of a global community and learning about one another and goodwill. So we hope the students have a great time while they're here and think America is a great place.
Well, and do you need more host families? Or?
I definitely need more host families, not just in Pella, but anywhere around. Anybody that can hear this, call me, because you could be a host family.
Okay, and they can just search for EF High School Exchange Year on the internet and find it.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm fine if you put my phone number on there, if that's okay.
Okay.
They can reach me at 815-564-8359.
Okay, and so now they're going to get a piece of paper and, so and a pen, and so maybe they've got it now. Could you repeat that number?
My number is 815-564-8359.
Nina, where are you from?
I'm from Denmark.
Denmark, okay. And what do you think so far of Pella?
I like Pella a lot. It's a lot different than where I'm from. My city back home is a little bit bigger than Pella, but I like the small town kind of feel.
Your English is perfect.
Thank you.
I mean, it's better than mine. How did you do that?
In Denmark and in a lot of Europe, we have to take English. And I think I started learning English when I was like 9 or 10. So we learn it from when we're really young, and then we just continue it like through our whole like school.
How did you get associated with the EF High School Exchange Year?
When I first knew that I wanted to be an exchange student, you know, I looked at like all the options and like different like exchange programs, and I really liked EF because it has a lot of like security behind it, and it's like EF all the way, which I really like, and it gives some like security.
Do you miss home?
Yeah, I miss home, but I like it here a lot, so I'm gonna miss it here too when I go home. It's just kind of like I have like two homes now. It's kind of weird.
Was kind of cool too, though, huh?
Yeah, it is.
It's very nice. Well, what's your favorite part so far?
There's a lot. I like the people a lot. Like, people here seem to be very like outgoing and just like wave at each other when you drive by or say hi in the grocery store. Back home, we seem to be a little more like look towards yourself and not so much like talk to other people, strangers. So yeah, I like that. And I like the school spirit too. We don't have sports and music all that much in school. So I love that we have so much like school spirit here, and I just love the whole community.
And what do you participate in?
In the beginning of the year, I was in marching band, and I will be again here at Tulip Time. And then I was in show choir, and now I'm doing tennis.
Wow. So you're making the most of it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the full experience.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Cecilia McLeod with EF Exchange Year, Nina Anderson, exchange student from Denmark, and her host family from Pella, Kel, Mike, Kaylin and Cooper Voss. And what's the academic experience been like?
It's been good. I haven't had trouble following classes and stuff. I think it's been fine, and I'm trying to take fun classes. Like, I took ceramics the first semester because we can't take that, and that was really fun.
You're staying with a host family, the Vosses. Yeah. What's that been like? They're all sitting here, we should tell people.
They're super nice, and I like them a lot. I have a great host family, and that's really exciting for me because some people don't get to have a great host family, but my host family is great, so I'm really happy.
And they're
happy.
Not making you say that.
No, they're not making me say that.
Well, Mike, you're dad. How's that?
I'm dad. Yeah, well, it's been great. We've brought Nita into our family just like the other two children that we have, so all in all, it's been just a fabulous experience for us.
Any challenges? And she's sitting right here.
Remarkably not very many hard challenges with Nina. Nina's just a pretty easy person to have come into your home, very easy to get along with. She's got a very outgoing personality. The challenges in this case have been minimal. Uh-huh. Just normal teenager stuff, pick up your room and do things like that.
Anything you've had to explain? We don't do it quite that way here.
That's one of the things is just to learn from both sides, for Nina to come in and learn, American culture and our customs and us to learn theirs as well. That's one of the big positive things that comes out of this experience. There's been little things that we would explain on, the culture differences and things like that, but it's been pretty easy to work through.
And Kel, your mom.
Yes, I am.
All of a sudden, boom, another teenage girl in the house.
Oh, it's been really great, just like Mike said. When we were looking at it in August, when she first came, it seemed a little overwhelming to say, oh, wow, I'm responsible for someone else's child for a whole year. So if I looked at it like that, it seemed like a big step. However, once she got here and fit in and we started working through what our life was going to look like, it's been just a positive experience.
Have you learned a lot?
I have learned a lot in areas sometimes that you don't think you would, kind of what you're asking Mike about, maybe the differences in culture, not culture maybe, but maybe communication. Our kids grew up maybe with just knowing what we did in our house, or what how school went. And now we have a brand new person at age 16 that doesn't have those unwritten rules, So it's how do you even explain that to someone from a different country? But, we just work through it, and it's been a great experience.
We sort of have to do dishes, take out the trash everywhere, right?
Yeah, but it's hard to make someone brand new in your house a guest do that sometimes. So the first month was, should I tell her to do dishes or should I make one of my other kids do it? But she's doing dishes and vacuuming.
Okay, well, yeah, you have to sort of think at first, maybe I have to treat her like a princess, but then you got to break that down, huh?
It's a natural way,
And you're nodding. Broke that down.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Cecilia McLeod with EF Exchange Year, Nina Anderson, exchange student from Denmark, and her host family from Pella, Kel, Mike, Kaylin, and Cooper Voss. And your sister, Kaylin.
I am.
How's that?
Oh, it's been wonderful. I've always wanted a sister, and so this year I got to have a sister my own age, which is fantastic.
Well, so does it mean that you have somebody at home that you can share experiences with, that you can talk about your day, that you can confide in maybe in ways that you don't with, parents or brother?
Definitely. Nina and I have some shenanigans at home sometimes. it's been, I think, something cool for us. Nina and I, sometimes going to the school dances, I always kind of prepared by myself or with a couple of my friends, and now I have a sister who does that with me, and it's been really cool to have those shared experiences.
Did you help her negotiate whole relationships at school or anything like that?
I take minimal credit for the amazing friends Nina has made at school. I think at the beginning I may have introduced her to a few people, but she's really one of those people who can, you know, pick up and make a friend wherever she feels like it.
So she's just out there.
Definitely very easy to get along with, very good person.
And has the rest of school sort of embraced her?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think you can go just about anywhere in the school and people would be going like, "Hey, Nina."
And Cooper, what's it like having two sisters?
Double the trouble.
Double the trouble. How's that? They gang up on you, I suspect. Huh?
Yeah, especially when Mom gives the idea of a shopping trip. Because it used to be even, Dad and I versus Mom and Kaylin. And now we have another girl in the house, and it's been leaning their way a little bit.
You don't get your way like you would like?
I mean, they go shopping all the time.
And you don't like shopping?
No, I don't like shopping.
But then there's got to be some kind of benefit to it.
Only when I get left at home.
There's an upside too, isn't there?
There is. Since she came, I think we've been having a lot of fun together. And so she always wants to be trying new things and playing, and she's a very competitive person too. We taught her a few card games and she taught us a few. We've been playing them regularly, and she has been winning quite a few times.
Well, that's great. Card games, soul fashion, builds, you know, family relationships rather than, you know, your head in a screen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you learned anything about Denmark?
Yes.
What have you learned?
Well, we tried to do, like, every week we have a board with a few Danish words on it to learn. So we try and learn those as best we can. And it's been fun, in the least. But then, like, every once in a while, she asks what they mean, and we're like, Where's my I forgot card?
And have you learned anything about Denmark?
Yeah, it's been really exciting for all of us, I think, to talk with Nina about kind of the traditions and things about her home. During Christmas, we talked a lot about Danish culture, and we learned quite a bit. So, like, we danced around the Christmas tree, yeah, because that's a tradition in her home. And so we've tried our best to kind of bring some of these things that we've learned into our own house.
So next year, are you all going to dance around the Christmas tree?
During a Skype call.
All right. So Nina, when you go back home, what are you going to tell people about America, about Pella?
Well, we learn about a lot about American school, but I think what I'm going to tell them is probably how great American people are, because I feel like there's just something about American people that just makes them, like, really open and really outgoing, and I love the culture here and the food. Yeah, all the fast food and candy I've been eating is maybe not so good, but yeah, I like it.
We don't eat that much fast food.
No.
Last word, Dad.
Yeah, I think, you know, just to talk about the experience as a whole, we've been very fortunate with Nina, bringing her into our lives. It's been really special. Sending her back is going to be very hard. And there's no doubt that this first EF experience for us will definitely make, I think, my family think really hard about, you know, that experience again.
Thanks to Cecilia McLeod, Nina Anderson, and Kel, Mike, Kaylin, and Cooper Voss for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information In Depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.